It's John Jay and Rich. We got Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. He's Mr. Grammy winner. Climate Change, his 10th album drops today. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Pitbull. You're on the air. John Jay and Rich.
Man, that was a good introduction. I really appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
Dolly.
You know, I have never seen Pitbull. I've never seen you show up not ready for everything, Pitbull. That's why I was excited to see that you're doing some motivational speaking, because there's nobody that brings the fire like Pitbull.
Oh, man, I really appreciate that. And let me tell you, man, I was born ready. Everybody out there got to be born ready. No, but more than anything, I was, thank God that any opportunity that comes down the pipeline, we're ready for it, let's just say. And we're also ready to, you know, I don't want everybody to think that with me, it's just always a win, because that doesn't exist, to be honest with you. But with me, I'm always willing to learn and willing to take on any opportunity and new challenges. So I'm very excited to be able to be opening for Tony Robbins at numerous shows with him.
Tony Robbins is crazy. I actually tweeted him the other day because I've seen him about 10 times throughout my whole radio career when I was an intern all the way up until his most recent, that movie he has on Netflix, you know? That guy is just something else, right? He's the best.
I mean, well, yeah, definitely. He's somebody that's been a part of my life by default since I was about in fifth grade. My mom put on a Tony Robbins tape, and no fifth grader want to listen to Tony Robbins. Let's just be honest, you know?
Right.
So when I went to go touch the radio, she told me, you pay for this car? I said, no. So she slapped my hand and said, then don't touch my radio. So that's how I started listening to Tony Robbins. And with that said, I've applied it to my life, to my career. And all I want to do is be able to give it back one way or another. We've done it through records, but some people, I think they hear records and don't really listen to them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to decipher the records, decipher my life, and hopefully they can take something from it and apply it to theirs. So looking forward to the journey, like I said before.
All right, so Climate Change. You got Jennifer Lopez, Enrique Iglesias, Jason Derulo, Flo Rida, and more. It drops today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Climate Change, 10th album, 17 years in the game. And I always say it to the fans, without y'all, there's no Pitbull, there's no movement. So thank you for the support throughout the years. And this album right here is just, it's basically our life and what we've done in the last 2 years, and that's been traveling the world. So I always try to get new sounds and because, you know, people try to put music in different genres all the time. So I just like to make it global music, and to be able to work with some of the folks on this album has been a blessing and an honor. And my favorite record on the album is Options, featuring Steven Marty, which we were blessed to go down to Kingston, Jamaica.
Right
on. And film it. At Bob Marley's studio, Tough Gong, and also at the museum, at his house. And what a blessing, man, to be honest with you.
Wow. You know, my 10-year-old, he sings, every time we hang out or doing whatever, he always somehow comes up with a way to bring this up in a sentence. And he'll say, you know, Dad, you know where I met her? And I go, where? And he goes, I met her in the backseat of a taxi on the way to the club.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, tell him, thank you. I appreciate that. And if he's 10 years old, he met in the backseat of a taxi. That's a mature 10-year-old. Like,
yeah.
He's
a,
right?
He's a young pit bull. Hey, I saw you one time, and I think it was on, was that TV show? Was it Gordo y Flaca? Is that the show?
Oh, yeah. Gordo y Flaca, yeah.
Gordo y Flaca. And I remember it was all in Spanish, and I think you were talking about, I don't know, you're talking about your tattoos or something, and you're talking about respect for your grandmother. Does that make sense? Were you talking about how?
I mean, well, definitely always respect for my grandmother. And I mean, I was raised by women. Women made me a man. So it was my grandmother, my aunt, and my mother, and my sister. So definitely always hats off to them and for the things that they've been through in order to even be in this country, and for someone such as myself to be born in this country, be first-generation Cuban-American, and enjoy what they fought for, which was the opportunity to have freedom and the opportunity for me to be able to do whatever I want with my life due to, you know, the opportunity this country gives you. So to them, man, always, those are my heroes, and my mother's my superhero.
You know, for me, it's very similar. I relate so much to music because you're Cuban-American. I'm first-generation Mexican-American. And so it's different for me. And I wish I spoke more Spanish, but I'm getting a little bit more into the Spanglish. You know, you've been un poquito español and a little bit of English, right? A little bit, you speak both. Right?
That's a new language. Spanglish.
Spanglish, yeah. Órale. Ándale.
Órale.
Órale, güey.
No mames, güey. No mames.
No mames. Climate Change drops today. It's Pitbull, Mr. 305, man. Hey, so you got another announcement on Monday morning, right?
Well, I'm gonna have to call you guys back on Monday morning. I'm running and gunning, but I'm definitely going to, like, you got my word, I will call back because we got to make a huge announcement on Monday.
Ooh, that
all right,
cool.
Good. So here's the deal. His album release party Sunday night from the Honda stage at the iHeartRadio Theater. Pitbull calling us back Monday, man. We'll talk to you Monday. See you, Pitbull.
All right, Bobito. Thank you so much. Appreciate the love. Thank you.